Ben McGrail.
BBC Somerset.
You might have guessed that Ross is with me. Hello.
Hello.
You look nervous.
No, I'm not, I've not heard this audio which you're about to play.
It's because you weren't here on Friday
when
I was putting it together. Thursday night this was, we did this. So, now, I'm usually up for trying new things, as you know. So when an email popped into my inbox late last year, there was no hesitation in saying yes. You saw my face light up.
You were very keen.
I was invited to go along and meet the Rivertones. They are a 52-strong, all-male, unaccompanied harmony chorus based in Taunton. And I do like finding out what you get up to day to day. So I was really keen to go and meet the guys and hear what they do. And this month we've been delving into some of the things that we can do in 2014, haven't we? So we've heard from the WI, so it's a group that women can join. We've heard about a couple of other groups. We've talked about exercise last week. There's lots of things we're going to do through the month. Gardening, for example, activity groups. Seeing as the Rivertones got in touch, I felt it was completely appropriate to bracket them in there as well, because you can go along and join them and sing along. And seeing as they invited me to come and actually sing with them, I needed backup. I needed someone I could rely on. So I roped in producer Ross to provide some strength in numbers.
Yeah.
And we were both genuinely looking forward to this.
We were really looking forward to it. So we were imagining that we were new members going in the door for the first time in Taunton to the Rivertones Barbershop Choir. And we really enjoyed it, didn't we? I really enjoyed it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. We put ourselves into your shoes and thought, what would it be like going in for that first time, that first experience? We went in and there was a lot of people there that night, weren't there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, a lot of people. Really friendly atmosphere. As soon as you went in there, it just hit you. There was lots of laughter and people joking around. A really nice atmosphere.
Did you see the running order of everything they had on their sheets of paper? It was basically, they said it was a special night and they had our details on there and all the things they were going to be getting us to do through the night. We're going to make a few visits to the Rivertones over the next few days and you're going to hear from lots of the members tomorrow. But firstly, shall we play the story of our night?
Go on. I'm looking forward to this. I'm acting like I'm reluctant to hear it, but I'm really looking forward to it.
This is from our introductions to the warm-ups and then joining the full chorus, because we did get involved with the full group. There was about 30 to 40 of them there. And then we were told what our big challenge would be. So we'll start by hearing from Peter Gover, who's the chorus director, and also Graham Blight, who's one of the tenors and the man who invited us along. Guys, thank you very much for inviting Ross and me along to your group. Look at Ross, how scared he is.
Yeah, nervous, shaking hands.
Peter, let's start with you. For everyone listening at home, the Rivertones, tell us what the group is. Sum up what you do.
The Rivertones are a harmony chorus, and I've got 50 guys. I've never seen them in the same room at the same time, but we've got 50 paying members, and they're divided into four sections of voice pipe placements. And so we've got four-part harmony going on all the time in the chorus. And we're going to learn different songs, and we'll go out and entertain in the locality around Somerset. We do village halls and all sorts of different things, annual conventions. We use big stages as well. And we're currently putting together a couple of songs for our appearance at convention in Harrogate in May this year.
And Graham, all different ages, all different backgrounds then. There's a range of ages of guys that come here, aren't there?
Yeah, we're trying to get some more younger members, but obviously it's a hard battle because you've got to bring some in to actually draw some more in. But most of them are the older age group, but we're getting some younger ones in. I first joined the Rivertones about 4 years ago with one of our Learn to Sing courses, and I came along because somebody in my village suggested I come along if I liked singing. I didn't know it was a barbershop group. If I'd known it's barbershop, I probably wouldn't have come along, because people think of barbershop as four chaps with straw hats. But I've always loved singing. I love harmony. And as soon as I came here and heard people singing harmony, I was just drawn in.
Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Hillfarrance, just outside of Taunton.
Okay. How far afield do people tend to come? I know you've got one member from Sherborne, haven't you?
One from Sherborne. We've got seven from Devon. We've got one from Clevedon. And probably only about three or four from Taunton. All the rest are all over Somerset.
Well, we're going to meet some of the guys through the night tonight and get an idea of why they're involved. What have you got in store for us then? Because
Look at how scared Ross. No, he's all right, actually.
I'm actually really excited, yeah.
The nearest I can put it to is Gareth Malone. You've seen Gareth on the television doing his singing. And we're doing the same sort of thing.
You're Somerset's Gareth Malone, are you?
Well, yeah, why not?
Minus the beard.
No beard, yeah. So.
We're going to have some good fun, because what I want to do is to get men singing. I mean, in men's lives, there's beer, women, Skittles and darts, and then singing if they want to do it. And singing is something you've got to have a go at. Everybody can sing. Nobody is actually tone deaf. It's just that nobody's shown you how to do it properly.
I can hear a little bit of some sweet sounds in the background. I don't know if anyone were picking up on the mic, but they've started early, haven't they? I thought, yeah. Sounds like they're not. I think they're warming up.
Yeah. You've got to warm the voice up, because singing is a high energy activity. A lot of air going through the instrument that we've got in the larynx there. And it's sat on top of all this fat that we carry around with us all day. And so the first thing we're going to do is to warm that voice up to get the vocal folds moving correctly. And then just going through some high registered note, low registered note, some stretching, relieving the tension in the neck muscles. And then starting with some basic harmonies before we get into real singing. There's no point in starting to sing it volume 10 if you're just warming up, because your voice won't last more than 10 minutes.
Should we head on through then and just get started? We may as well throw ourselves into the den, haven't we, Ross?
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
Let's go on through then.
So we've got a circular thing, a bit like a ring donut with a centre in it.
Yeah.
And the pitch is around the outside. And the men's key is F to F, and all the pitches in between. So they blew F to start with, and they're now doing some round singing. Again, nothing too strenuous. It's just to get the voices warming up.
There's a shrine buried there.
Which part of the chorus am I standing in now?
Lead.
This is lead.
Lead, which is melody.
My one Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose.
Great.
So, I've got a bit of singing.
Yeah.
You sang lead.
Yeah.
You sang baritone.
Yeah.
That was the baritone part.
Yeah, it was good. I'll be honest, I was listening to the next
note.
It was really difficult, but I was keep listening to the man next to me to see if I can sort of copy his rhythm.
The baritone part, he has all the twiddly bits, all the bits that are left, or the embellishments of the chord, are left to the baritones. And so they're the creme de la creme of the chorus, you see, because they all...
You are the creme de la creme,
Ross. Yeah. And then we got the driving force, the leads,
The driving force, that's the true of us, isn't it?
Ben was singing the melody line, and then you've got a strong, clear melody line that Ben was delivering for the other guys to then harmonise around it. So you've got the basses singing beneath the leads, singing the melody line, and then you've got yourself singing a baritone part, which was between the two.
There'd be people listening, and they would want to take part. They would have no idea if they were a tenor, a baritone.
Yeah.
What would you say to those people who say, well, I want to come along, I don't want to be sort of put into a group I'm not really used to?
No, well, what we did was we took Ben, and we put him up on the back with the melody singers, and because I thought you'd be a bit more, you know, technical, we put you with the baritones.
I'm offended.
Yeah. So most people would start with the melody line, to be honest, because that's where your ear takes you. And then the range of the singer, then you were going from F to F, I suppose, that octave there. If they can't make that high bit at the top there, well, we could drop down a bit and sing maybe even the bass lower down. And there's a part out there in that room for everybody.
There'd be a lot of people who might be a man in their 50s, 60s, 70s. They've not sang in public before. They've not sang in front of people. What would you say to those people who want to come along, but something's holding them back?
The difficult bit is just stepping through the school door. Here at Bishop Henderson School, there's two or three entrances, and you can come in we'd like you, as you did, to come and join the singing straight from the front, rather than sit there and think, oh, I don't know whether I could do this or not. Get out there having a go. And if you two are now saying, what a great time that you've had standing up. We'll get stuck in at the deep end. There's loads of people out there going to help you. We're not going to point out all the weak spots. We did some choreography, and that was fun, wasn't it? You know, there was some people there with two left feet, but then we've only just started putting the choreography on that number, as well as starting to sing it. And so there's a part out there for everybody. There's people out there to meet. There's a social group out there. I've grown up with a number of these people. I started in 1985 when we started the group in the North Street Congregational Church Hall opposite Debenhams. And there were about eight of us. And I walked in one evening, did that bit I've just asked you guys to do. Walk in the door. That's the main thing. Walk in the door. I thought, I'll sit in the middle somewhere next to this guy. And if I don't like it, it's the one nearest the door. I can get out. Well, I've been trying to get out for the last 28 years. I've got to the front. I haven't got any farther than that. So it's a great hobby. I want to see men come along and enjoy themselves. I want men to come and sing. Just like Gareth Malone does, he takes ordinary guys, and we don't sing with refreshing jackets on. You know, we sing in suits. All right, and there's a part out there for everyone, and come along and have a go. Singing is so, so important. The guys live longer singing. You come in here, you've had a rubbish day at work. You leave your troubles at the door, you come in, and you have a couple of hours singing with mates and a beer at the end.
What else is in store for us tonight? What else have you got?
Well, we've done those bits there. What we're going to look at now is in our relaxation bit, so we don't sing full flight all night, we'll take a song and take the last piece out of it, the very last, the embellished finish of the song. We call it the tag of the song. And we can get four guys together that can just sing that bit at the end, the best bit of the song, really, if you like. And that's what we're going to go into. We're going to rehearse a song, the last bit of the song. We're going to show you how that goes together, and then you're all going to do it.
Oh no. So this really is going to show us up without having 30 odd guys around us drowning us out.
I'm up for it, Ben. Are you up for it?
Yeah. I'm always up for that sort of thing.
There's no hiding place in a quartet. Out there, you can stop and take a breath. In a quartet situation, when you're not singing, your part doesn't exist.
Let's do it. Let's do this thing.
Wish you the best of luck with it.
Peter Gover there, challenging me and Ross to sing in front of everyone there, which is pretty daunting. So we went away and we practiced. And then we went into the bear pit and we sang in front of the whole of the Rivertones. And you can hear how we got on just after 11:30, if you dare. Tomorrow is going to be the second part of our visit to the group. So we'll hear from some of the members of the Rivertones. We caught up with loads of them during a coffee break to find out why they're involved and what they get out of it as well. So you can hear that on tomorrow's show. Ross has been putting the photos on Facebook as well. So if you want to check them out, go to facebook.com/BBC Somerset. But more to come from the Rivertones in about 20 minutes on the show.